Hey, it's Vanessa, and welcome to a new conversation on energy. This one is going to be about new Earth visionaries. So you are here for a reason. Visions are the energy architecture of what we create for the future. This is what we're going to be talking about today, how to know if you are a new Earth visionary. I'm going to cover some key characteristics and traits, though if you're drawn to this, it is highly likely that you are one and you know that you're one. So I want to speak with you as well and call you into this conversation. Before I get into the details, though, I do want to welcome you here. Those of you, whether you're new or returning, I'm really grateful for your presence. Please do like, comment, subscribe, click to get notifications, share with your friends, all that good social media stuff so this gets out to more of my people. And any special announcements? Oh gosh, always, right? I will give a nod to the Energy Guide program coming up. I've talked about it extensively on other recordings. You can simply go to vasmith.com/energy-guide. It is all about the higher purpose for your energy sensitivity, really knowing how to work with your amplified intuition and your innate energy gifts that you have. We are changing as a species, as a collective, and our energy systems are coming online in brand new ways. And so this program is really designed for those of you that are already energy sensitive and those of you that are becoming more so. Like, you're like, what is this new thing? My intuition is like really speaking to me here. So loads of details I could share, but again, we're starting soon. So please just go to my website, vasmith.com/energy-guide. You'll see all sorts of other offers there, but I really want to focus right now on the vision and the visionaries and what really inspired me to be talking about this with you today. So let's go ahead and get started with that. The first thing I want to share is the characteristics, right? How do you know that you are a visionary? Doesn't everybody have a vision? I think what I'll do is before I get into these key characteristics is I'll start with a story. Or really kind of my experience. I have always felt driven by a vision of some sort, like an idea of how things could be, but it would come to me very specifically. Okay. Like it wasn't like, this will be a nice idea to have a retreat center. It would be like, we could build a retreat center on this specific land at this specific year with these specific types of people and offer these specific types of things. And so that was always very, very natural for me to think of visions. And part of my work in the energy guide world, you know, this is something I've been doing professionally for the past 20 plus years, but I've been energy sensitive all my life and I'm a seer, right? So I see energy. And when I look at people, I see the vision of their potential, right? It actually exists. Heads up. Your potential and your purpose actually exist as an overlay on you. An energetic overlay on you. And so no matter what is going on with you physically, no matter how far your life is from what's possible for you, the possibility of your potential and the possibility of expanding your purpose so you grow into and embody that potential, that always exists in your energy field, always. And so we're quite literally walking around with the highest version of ourselves in our space, in our energy field. It's pretty incredible. And so this is part of what I see from an energetic perspective. So when people are, you know, in the struggle and in the challenge, and believe me, I get that. If you've watched any of my stuff, you know, I am deeply familiar with and really like honor the challenging bits of being human. It is legit. And it is not something to bypass. It is part of the healing journey. It's part of the awakening. It's part of the transformation process. So it's important to honor that. I just know that sometimes I get very enthusiastic. And so I want to make it also clear that I come from a wholeness perspective. And the wholeness includes that whole picture, right? Of the challenging bits. So just a little nod to that. So back to potential, back to seeing potential. It's exciting, right? Can you think about that for a moment? You are walking through the world as the highest version, expression, potential, embodying your purpose, version of you energetically. And you have no clue. Like you're told, it's like your blind spot. I mean, maybe you know. Maybe you're like, yeah, I have an idea. I could possibly do this at some point if I change a million things about my world, blah, blah, story, challenge, etc. Yet, it's when people say to you, it's closer than you think, like legit, energetically, it's right on top of you. It's like right on top of you. It's an overlay. And so our job really is to become conscious of that, to become aware of the vision of us that we are holding in our space. We're in our energetic field. We're walking around with it. And so make contact with that version of yourself and have a sit down, grab a cup of tea and say, like, how do I bridge the gap? Because this, you, me, like this, looks good. I would like that. How do I do it? And so what often happens is when we have visions, when we have a vision for ourself, our life, our potential, our purpose, or we have a vision for what we want to see happen in the world, that vision is seated in us for a reason. It's there for a reason. We're meant to open up our mouthpieces and be the messenger, share the vision, because all visions, none of them happen in isolation, right? Even if you don't have a collaboration partner or whatever you want to call it, you're still talking to other people to help, you know, create the resources and put things together to bring the vision into fruition. And so we walk around, I don't want to say with unfulfilled dreams, because that doesn't feel accurate, even though I'm sure that's true, but that feels a little more, I don't know, like three-dimensional. And I want to have a multi-dimensional conversation with you. I want to be talking with you about how you can work energetically to bring visions forward, because that's what lights me up. This is what lights me up. And honestly, I thought all people were wired like this. I thought all people just knew that they walked around with this, not just like, oh yeah, I have a potential, but like specifically, like it's already there, and that they were aware of it. And I remember even as a kid asking, like prompting adults to share about what they did for work and if they could do anything, what would it be? But it was all me trying to get them to pay attention to this visionary energetic architecture, this version of them at their best, at their potential in their field, right? Like to, and I still do the same thing, basically. I still facilitate these conversations where I get to reflect back these potentials to people. And oftentimes, you know, there's a certain level of awareness there, but it really makes you wonder, what is it that we're doing on the daily that either distracts us from what's already energetically in our space as an opportunity? And what can we do to cultivate the connection, the awareness, the actualization, and the process, the build, the embodiment, the journey of that potential so it can be expressed in the world? And I don't know about you, but I have always felt this call to mission, this call to, you know, like create a new way. And wherever I would go, you know, healthcare system, school system, political system, like really anything, I would always be in there and automatically just sort of assessing things and going, well, that doesn't work. And maybe if we improve upon it that way, and maybe if we do this instead and always bringing up like new ideas around how we can like innovate and change things around. Again, I thought everybody was just, it's so funny because we think the way we think is the way everybody else thinks, but then I discovered that's not actually true. So, which is a kind of a duh thing to discover, you know, like, of course. But yeah, I just thought all humans were wired like that, but I discovered we are not. So what that means for me is the vision that I have around visions, like I'm seated with that, with the enthusiasm for that, with the clarity and the specificity around that, around visions and actualizing visions and becoming aware of the potential and the purpose that you carry in your energetic space, then that is my call. That's my sacred duty to be the messenger mouthpiece to let you know that this is happening. Like, you're in the middle of it. And so, and then it becomes our individual responsibility of what are we going to do with it? How can we actualize the vision? How can we participate consciously in creating change for ourselves and for the collective? What do we do here? And so this is a question that's always driven me. And there's many different ways that that, you know, took form or took shape in my life. Certainly, I've been on my own journey for a long time. And which has not always been easy. And I'm innately, I would say maybe this buoyant, but the journey to be able to consistently express that in the world it's been challenging. And so I have a lot of deep empathy for wherever you're at, if you're feeling challenged at the moment. Just like to say that. But here's what I'm thinking. I'm going a little more organic. I had this little list of all the qualities of visionaries. And if you want that, I'll give it to you in a moment. But first, I just really want to ride the wave of my enthusiasm right now. And I'm taking you with me. I really want to create a network of visionaries. Because I would like to, because we get excited when we hear about other people's visions, right? Like when you hear of an idea of how something could be better or improved or be innovative in some way, it sparks something in us. And we just start to automatically be in this quantum field of all possibilities. And then we get intuitive insights. And then we get seated with visions. And then we become the messengers or the mouthpieces that share our visions. And even if we're not the ones that are supposed to actualize the vision, maybe we're just supposed to like spread the seed somewhere else to somebody else that then it's like the relay race where you pass the baton to the next person. Maybe that was your role and that's okay. But the seeds aren't supposed to just sit in our system. It's like, the divine wisdom comes in and then it's supposed to go out, in and then out. It's like, it's a continual process. We don't just get this like beautiful vision of what could be for our lives and then just sit on it. Like what? So anyway, I have this idea of having a network of visionaries. I want to build a very connected global network and movement of visionaries where people are sharing their visions. And so I'm telling you because you can actually help me make this happen, right? Bring this forward. But here's the catch. I want the visions to be actualized. I want the network so we could actually work together to make the visions come to fruition. What does that mean? It means that we learn how to own our visions with confidence. We learn how to speak our visions with clarity. We get specific about our visions and what that could create in the world and what kind of help we might need to actualize them. We get surrounded by other people that want to help bring these visions forward, right? There's like, it's like a win, 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 win. It's like a popcorn win. Right? You know, when the popcorn starts popping and then all of a sudden it's like nothing's happening. You're like, when's the seed going to burst? When's the seed going to burst? I've been making popcorn at home instead of buying it in plastic bags that are in seed oils, which are terrible for you. Ask me about seed oil sometime, and I have a whole thing I could tell you about those. Besides the fact my husband lost like 40 pounds after he cut seed oils out, and like all headaches went away and all depression went away and his health returned. Really look at what you're eating. Anyway, I started making popcorn. And so that means I have to watch it. I have to stand there and wait for it to pop. And it takes a while. And then sometimes it feels like such the metaphor for my life. I'm like, okay, have the vision, taking the action, waiting for it to pop. And then all of a sudden, it's like, there's one pop and then another. And it's pretty incredible when that happens. I mean, I know it might sound funny, but, and you probably believe this based on the level of enthusiasm. I really think I'm feeling the Jupiter energies right now, this expansive energy of this moment in time when I'm recording this. But I really actually get excited when all the popcorn pops. It's like, oh, yeah, finally it's happening. The momentum. Now, you know, it's like you want to experience the momentum around the thing that you want, the thing that you, that will bring you a deep sense of spiritual fulfillment and richness and abundance. You know, it's like, that's what we're after. And it takes many forms. You're not going to find it in like perfume or lipstick. That might make you feel good in the moment. I know I like my lipstick. But, you know, we're searching for an expanded expression of ourselves. And what better way to do that than by actualizing the vision? So here's my idea. I literally just was writing this down about an hour ago. And I was like, I'm just going to make a video on this. Here's this network of New Earth visionaries. Start a global movement around this. I'm just going to put it out there. So we share our visions, and in that we get, you know, kind of that we get buoyed. It's a lovely feeling. But then we also get connected with people as potential collaborators for that vision, for actualizing that vision. And we go through our own growth journey, transformation journey in the process of sharing our vision and connecting with the other visionaries and actualizing the visions. But what if we could crowdfund it, right? Like, what if we could find a way? I came across recently, I'm a little popping all over the place, but I came across recently a site where you could crowdfund. It's not Kickstarter. It's something else. It's like specifically for if you want to author a book. So you share your book idea and then you can get people to buy into this idea of you writing this book, and then they crowdfund all of the things that you would need to pay for if you self-publish your book. And there's another one that's like just very arts focused. So there's all of these different crowdfunding platforms for different reasons. And I thought, why can't we do that with visions? Like, that's what we need to create a new paradigm. We need the visionaries to kind of bring forward, you know, the seeds. And then we need all the, you know, all the other pieces of support that allow the visions to grow into their potential. I had a client earlier today. She sent me a clip. I want to say it was from Alpha Vedic. She didn't tell me where it was from. You should check them out. They're like, have some really great innovative videos out there. But it was talking about how we talk about seeds often, how the seed is, we think, oh, the seed is going to grow into the oak tree, but the seed just has the potential in it. It's not going to actually grow into the oak tree unless you put it in the environment and give it the right kind of mix of circumstances that allow it to grow into the oak tree. It has the instructions. But it's, and so it's, I just like loved that because it's so true for visions. It's like, but this, for me, the seeds are there for a reason. So it's our sacred responsibility to water them and to share them and to connect with people so they come to life. And that's how the new paradigm takes root. It comes through us. We build it and we build it together. And that is the vibe that I'm feeling right now. I have a song I've been listening to. I'll link it in the comments below because I can't play it because we can be in trouble with whatever licensing on these platforms. But I'll just put a link to it in the description box below. It's a song that's just given me good vibes lately. So I want to pass it to you. Maybe it will start evoking some visions within you. But I just went ahead and now have the newearthvisionary.com site. So what I'm going to invite you to do is, right, it's at the total baby stages because, like I said, I just came up with this about a couple of hours ago. And that's what I do. Visions drop in for me and I just freaking move on them. Sometimes they take a long time to like build out, but the minute it drops in, I'm on there like looking up the domain name, looking up the writing down every little piece that comes through for me. I check the Gene Keys profile, I check the human design profile, and I'm like, yep, check the numerology. It fits. This is how I, you know, it's just how I roll. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that it's just how I'm wired, that these visions keep coming in for me. And so again, I feel like it's my responsibility. It's my, you know, agreement with the divine to be sharing that out in the world. And which is also, if any of you are Gene Keys geeks in this audience, it's Gene Key 41 is all about the start codon. It's all about being the visionary. And I have that twice in my profile. So it fits in terms of how I'm designed as well. If you are a Gene Keys geek, you can chat. Let me know if you have the 41 in your profile as well. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can just go get a free profile. I have no affiliation. I just love to learn about it. Just go to genekeys.com and click on free profile. And it's super interesting. I love it. Just like I love astrology and human design. They've added such richness to my innate ability to read energy. It just gives me another framework. Anyway, the invitation here is to go to newearthvisionary.com. It's right now just a basic, like, one page. You can share your name, share a little bit about whatever vision that you have for your life or for the world. And then I'm just going to like kind of gather those visions and emails and get in touch with you once the website's like more built out and kind of see where we go from there. Like, maybe we should just actualize this network and see what happens. Maybe we can create some sort of crowdfunding platform to bring these visions to life. I know I have visions for wellness centers and visions for food forestry and visions for apiaries and visions for, you know, education for our children that are aligned to their design. Like, I have a lot of visions. And so I would love to be talking with people about that. It gives me a lot of juice, among the other things that I do related to energy and purpose and this paradigm shift. And so just to close out this share and kind of backtrack to where I initially planned on starting, which is, here are some key characteristics of being a visionary, because you may or may not have the level of enthusiasm that I do. My Mercury is in Sagittarius, if that means anything to anybody. So that means I tend to communicate in a more like buoyant kind of way. Okay, so here are some characteristics of being a visionary. You can see if you fit in these. And even if you don't, you can choose to. Number one, you notice what's broken and you want to improve upon it. Those two go together. There's a lot of people that notice when something's broken and their next follow-up response is like, that's just the way it is, or nothing I can do about it. That's not really a visionary energy. The visionary energy says, you know, here's what I think would be better. Here's how we can improve it. So that's number one. Number two is you feel a drive or a call by a particular vision. There's some sort of drive that you have to like talk about it or follow it or what have you. The third is having a vision gives you a sense of purpose. Like it helps you feel like you're here for a reason. It gives you something larger than yourself. Even if the vision is for your own personal life, you all of a sudden, because you're connecting with the higher frequencies while you're doing, that's part of why the visions feel so like good and juicy and delicious to be thinking and talking about. And they're a really lovely alternative to all the wound up, contracted fear narratives that the mainstream puts out there to get you all feeling super disempowered, like you can't do crap to change anything. And that's bullshit. So, visionary path, path of fear. I'm going that way. Okay, so that's the third one. Number four is you keep returning to the same vision over and over again. So either in conversation or you're playing around with it in your head or it shows up in your dreams sometimes. Like it just kind of keeps trying to get your attention. It's like, hello. Number five is you start to get opportunities that or like things enter into your world or your reality where it makes you think of the vision. Like something will happen and you're like, oh, that reminds me. I was thinking of a solution to exactly this. And that's this vision I've had for a really long time. So you'll notice that things will come into your world that will remind you of that. The number six is your intuition will drop in like insights and clarity kind of out of the blue. You're like, all of a sudden you'll be thinking about it, or all of a sudden you'll get intuitive directive to do something that's related to your vision. And it's like a saving grace kind of moment because it will pop you out from whatever is going on. And then the last one I want to add to this is the vision feels like it's a part of you. Like as you share the vision, you feel like more like yourself. You feel like you've been returned to yourself. You're like, oh, yes, this is what's important to me. This is what I want. I feel aligned with. This is this. So those are some characteristics of holding the vision, having a vision, being a visionary. And again, this is a specific call out to the new earth visionaries who know that they're here for a reason, who are holding the seeds of a vision in their energy field, in their heart, and they want to share. Go to newearthvisionary.com, share your vision with me, and I'll be in touch as I start to play with how I'm going to build this out and how you might come along for the adventure of that. That's what I have for you. Thank you so much for tuning in and really appreciate your presence. Please do like, comment, subscribe, share, click to get notifications, all the good social media stuff that gets us out to more of my people who are the paradigm shifters, who are the visionaries, who are the transformational healers, teachers, and messengers that are here to build and bridge to the new earth paradigm. Wishing you well, and I'll talk with you again soon.